Out on the Limb with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV, your one stop for leading a happy, healthy, and successful life. Celebrating life and illuminating mind, heart, body, and soul.
Welcome, welcome. I am Dr. Nicola Bird. I am a psychotherapist and I am the founder of Self-Imaging Therapy. Thank you all for being with me here today. I'm delighted to have you, and we're here to celebrate life, to illuminate the heart, the mind, the body, and the soul. And so let's get right into doing all of that. Today's theme is reclaiming the magic in our lives. Beautiful thing. We're going to look at how we can live the magical life and how we can use the magic of social media to create success. We're going to start with my first amazing guest I'm thrilled to have here, intuitive business coach, best-selling author, and TV personality, Lee Miltier. Lee is the founder of the Millionaire Smarts Coaching Program for Entrepreneurs. We're really happy to have her here. She's here to share strategies for reclaiming the magic in our lives. Lee, so thrilled to have you.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to be here, and I'm particularly thrilled to hear you're from Toronto, one of my favorite places in the entire world.
Well, you're now my new best friend.
I love Toronto.
Wonderful. I love it. Yes, well, I love Toronto, too, so it's lovely when that synchronicity is there and that connection, so it just gives it that real intimacy, so I appreciate that. So, Lee, my work, Self-Imaging Therapy, is all about relationships with yourself. And at the base of this is the self-image. So a person's self-image is the mental picture that, you know, depicts who we are, either personal experiences or internalizing what other people feel. And it's how either made up of three things, you know, how we see ourselves, how others see us, and how we perceive others seeing us. You have a new phenomenal book, Reclaim the Magic, and you talk about the power of the mind to create an amazing, magical life. What role does the self-image play in this?
Oh, it plays everything in it, because the self-image is the core of your being. It determines how much money you make, what your relationships are like, how fast you age, how healthy you are. I have actually built my entire career in my business by teaching people that they can change their self-image from what they got in childhood, because a lot of people got obsolete information and actually, by well-meaning people, often really bad information about who they are and what they can do. And if we can change that self-image, which we can, we change our entire destiny going forth of what we can create and manifest in our life.
Well, we are on the same page. So I'm just loving you, and that's why I love your book and I love your message, because I'm a complete proponent. At the base of all of us is the self-image that's really driving everything else in our life. And when we're unconscious of these things, they create a lot of havoc. They're like in the closet running the show. So tell us more about, in your book, what particular self-images can get in the way, and how do we overcome this?
The self-images that get in the way primarily are about how much we can actually create in life. Most people are very external focused, meaning they believe what the media says, you know, what their parents said, what other people, well-meaning but often, you know, misguided people say about what they can do. And how you change your self-image is really, you can do it many ways. You can do it with your self-talk. You can do it with visualization or mental rehearsal. You can do it with goal setting. And you can also do it by what I call an evidence book, by really literally pushing yourself into out of the box that you're in and try something new and gain the evidence that, yes, I could do that, and then work more towards that evidence. You see, we're all self-fulfilling prophecies, and whatever you believe about yourself comes true. And so what I'm a big believer in is teaching people a technique called scripting, where I get you to write your goals as if they've already happened, but write them in a story, and almost it's almost a fairy tale, you know, and you start the story off with, and so it was, you know, the famous, and then fill your name in, and, you know, I now weigh X number of pounds, I'm enjoying X number of dollars, I have a fantastic relationship, I love my home. And because we think in pictures. We're made of 4 volts of electrical chemical current. Every time you have a thought, good or bad, right or wrong, true or false, that thought turns into a reference in your brain, which either adds to your self-image for success or actually holds you back from success.
Well, again, you know, you're really talking my language, and I love everything that you said. And I think the most profound part of what you said is the power that we have to change, because people can really feel powerless and feel stuck in their patterns because it's so normalized and because they're just accustomed. Well, your message is very powerful. It is that we can change and we have the power to change. So how do we go about this whole, the whole magic of releasing, really changing in your book? You have a chapter called The Magic of Releasing. So we have these scripts and we have these tapes that run amok and are dominating our thinking. How do we get rid of this?
Well, first you really have to have what I call a really serious decisions within yourself. You know, everything starts with a decision. I am a farmer's daughter that grew up a mile and a half from the nearest secondary road. I had no support. I had no money. I had no parents with any kind of vision whatsoever. And what I learned was that if I was going to break the chains of pain that I grew up in, that the only person that was really going to do that was me. And what I did was I changed by immersing myself in books that allowed me to open my eyes to there is a new world, and I'm not limited to this small little world that I have been told that I live in. So one of the best things you can do is take charge of the caliber of information that goes into your brain daily. And that would mean the people that you hang around. That would mean what you read, what you subject yourself to, what kind of media, television shows. For instance, your show is a true helper of people's self-image because you're giving information that allows people to empower themselves versus most media in today's world is dealing with fear and actually disempowers you. So you change by changing the caliber of information in your brain.
I totally agree, and I love the message of that. It's just we put in the effort, we put in the work, and by saying that effort is arduous, it's just a discipline in terms of we're worth the effort, we're worth the time and the energy to create betterment for ourselves. Here's the thing that really stood out for me that I'd like to explore a little bit is when you talked about, you know, breaking out of that box or the small mold and opening up to change. One of the things that I hear all the time in my work is people being afraid of change. And change can be such a threatening idea because we do cleave to the world we know, and the unknown can be very threatening. And you're talking about embracing that change and embracing it. How do we help, like, embrace that change without being too afraid of it?
Well, one of the things that I believe we all have to do, and everybody should write this down, and it is give yourself permission. Give yourself permission to live a bigger life. Give yourself permission to have more fun, to weigh what you want, to make the money that you want, to have the relationships that you want. The past does not equal the future. And when we're afraid, what it really means is that we just haven't accepted our own power. Society never really empowers people that they are truly powerful people. In my book, you know, Reclaim the Magic, that is the theme. The theme is no matter where you have come from, no matter what horrible things have happened to you, that the past is a locked door. Today is your point of power is right now. The future is your imagination. And that all your power is not in the past. It is what it is. And it's not in the future. It truly is right now. In, you know, when people talk about fear and they don't know what to buy and they don't know what to do, you know, one of the greatest things that changed my life, because I was really poor growing up, was I lived in the library. And I made friends with the librarians, and I told them, you know, I'm afraid, and I don't know what to do, and I'm lost, and I'm going to get out of school, and I have no clue what to do with my life. And they would suggest books like The Magic of Believing by Claude Bristol or Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and books where I read about other people who had come from difficult circumstances but then took action. And slowly but surely, you know, baby step by baby step, they empowered themselves, changed their life, and took new risks and got new results. And from those new results, built their confidence. And once they built their confidence, suddenly realized, you know, I am very powerful. It's amazing when I intend to do something how the universe conspires to help me get where I want to go. You know, fear means fantasized experiences appearing real. It's not real. It's an imaginary thing. And you mentioned the word subconscious. Our subconscious is loaded with fears because that's what the, you know, the news media has told us. So I have a homework assignment, if I can give it to you. 21
Absolutely.
Days with no news. 21 days. And if you find you can go 21 days without reading the newspaper or listening to the, you know, the negative news, you will suddenly feel an upliftment in your life of what is possible because you're not being brainwashed every day to be afraid.
Yeah, so I love the whole reclaiming our power, and I like the news rehab.
Yes, I like that. News rehab. I'm going to use that. Thank you very much. That's great. I'm writing that down. News rehab. Excellent.
Because it's really what we're plugging into. And we really do have to be conscious of what we're plugging into or what we're feeding into and what triggers things that really keep us stuck in fears and stuck in terrors and stuck in this these really unhealthy and negative systems that really reinforce things that don't serve us whatsoever and prevent us from breaking out of that box. I love the imagination because all my work is the imagination, and I think that people think of the imagination as something fantastical or childlike, but it's something so, it's completely how our brain works, and really by harnessing that and understand and really developing that skill, we really find empowerment. I love your message of empowerment. And in your book, you really talk a lot about the king or queen, which I think is a very, very powerful metaphor. And tell us a little bit more about that, because that's such an empowerment model.
Well, I ask people to claim their king if they're a man and their queen if they're a woman, in the sense of, you know, truly we are the captains of our own ship. We are, every single human being on Earth is 100% responsible for literally how they think about things, the choices that they make, how they use their mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, and financial energy. And for me to accept my queen really meant that I started to value myself, because I did grow up with a very poor self-image in Chucky Tuck, Virginia, and nobody told me I would ever be anything. And they didn't value me because they didn't value themselves. And most of our parents, you know, often have very poor self-images, and people can't give you what they don't have. And so when I read a lot and started realizing there were many people on Earth who had broken through incredible barriers, I had the same ability that they did, which was choice. And I choose to now value myself that I spend a certain amount of time every day nurturing myself. I meditate. I read. I take care of myself. I sleep. I don't allow myself to be in the company of super negative people who are going to bring me down and energy vampires who suck the marrow out of my bones, you know, trying to get my life energy to bid their calling. And the king is the same way. You know, in our society, we have to say, I will put myself first. And that's not being selfish. That is, if you, it's like being on the airplane, you know, when those air masks drop down. If you don't put that on first, you're not conscious enough to put it on your child. And the same thing goes about being the king and the queen. If you don't say no and have boundaries at the appropriate time, if you don't love yourself enough that you're feeding your body and resting and feeding your mind with uplifting information and giving yourself new goals to go through that excite you and make you happy, and also just really loving yourself, then you'll never be successful, because your whole life's energy will be dedicated to making other people happy, and we all know how that works out never very well.
Yes, you just drain yourself, and then there's nothing, absolutely nothing left. I love the distinction, by the way. It's not selfish to self-love. It's not. It's the opposite. It gives, and we have more to bring to the world because we're full from within. And otherwise, in the end, I think that when we don't take care of ourselves, my observation is that when you talk about the vampires, we're also vampires in the world, because we're trying to constantly take from it too. So it's really important for us to really feed and nourish ourselves. I love that you're doing it. Your message is so empowering and so powerful. And it's very, and you're also inspirational. So that's just so. And we're so blessed to have you here for sure to share this information. One thing that stood out for me is that whole idea, and I think that sometimes people balk at the idea when you hear, well, you know, you're in control and it's your choice, and people are like, I'm not controlling this, and because I think taking responsibility for that's what gets in the way. We have to take ownership, we have to take responsibility, and we have to own both our positives and our negatives. So it's easy for us to take responsibility for all the greatness in us, but how do we then take responsibility for the parts that don't present us in the most favorable light, that we have to face those parts of ourselves?
Well, that's always a tough question, but it's like, let's say you're at a party and somebody is behaving in a way that you don't like and you decide you're offended. Now, that was a choice. And so we can be at a party. I'm going to make up something here. We're at a party, and somebody is telling a joke that we find offensive. And so now we're all upset. And so now it's ruined the rest of the party. There's lots of choices here. So you can remove yourself from the situation, and you can just decide those kind of people aren't the kind of people that I want to be around. I don't want my energy field around those kind of people. And then I'm just going to go on with life. You're not going to let that one thing ruin your entire evening. But that, again, is a choice. And if you decide you're going to let something on the external part of you, you know, I was at the airport this weekend and there was a lot of very rude people, and I could have just gotten, I could have engaged in it and allowed my, you know, a few hours to be ruined, or I could just choose to what I call pay it no mind, M-I-N-D, meaning I have a choice here when other people misbehave. My main choice is to, you know, remove myself from that situation and then not have a hangover from it. So this is where we get, we have to take responsibility. No one is in, the 6 inches between your own ears is where most people are their worst enemies. They engage in conversations or in activities that are not beneficial for them, and you got to stop that. You've got to decide that you, the queen, you, the king, deserve a much better environment, and that you're just going to move yourself away from that if you can. There are exceptions to the rule, of course. Another thing is, you know, when you start feeling sorry for yourself, you can change that by going into gratitude. I get up every morning and ask myself, and I recommend this in the book also, to write a list of 10 things every single morning that you're grateful for. You're grateful for your children and your spouses and your job because it gives you money, and you're grateful for your home, and you're grateful for your eyes because you can see. And if you do that for just 10 minutes, just go into gratitude, you can only think of one thing at a time, and your bad mood will go away. But the real truth in life is we live in a world where there is truly magic, that our thoughts are real. We can create magic in our life if we take charge of the caliber of information that we think, and if we, you know, utilize our mind in a way that's beneficial. We look for the good in other people. I find often that when I look for the good, I invoke it from them. And people give me what I expect. So if you wish to change in life, stop walking around with a chip on your shoulder and looking for what everybody's doing wrong, and make a decision to look at what people are doing right. Decide to be the role model. You know, there's a famous saying, be the change you wish to see in the world. So instead of bitching and moaning to your neighbors how everybody's rude and difficult, you be the beacon of light. You be the person out there smiling and having a kind heart and in helping other people. My joke now when I get on airplanes is women have become the new gentlemen, because I'm the one helping the ladies with, you know, the baby carriages, and I'm the one helping elderly people getting their stuff overhead. And, you know, but it's okay, because, you know, what you sow in this world is what you reap. And so if you really want to have magic in your life, you know, do unto others as you wish it done to you, and be nice, be kind. And the other thing is, we never know what's going on in people's lives. We just don't know. And choose to just be kind.
I love your message, and you offered us so much, and you have the amazing book Reclaim the Magic, and you can find out more about Lee at her website and her book Reclaim the Magic at reach.com. So Lee, with all of that amazing messages, and can you do a wrap up, one final takeaway tip so that we can reclaim the magic in our life?
Yes, I guess the final the thing that I would suggest to everybody is, and I talk about this a lot in my book, is about prayers and rituals. And I believe that prayers and rituals are very, very important for us. We have them, everybody has prayers and rituals, but often people pray and they don't realize it for things to go bad, because what you focus on expands. And so what I would ask you to do is to write out a prayer that you could say every day, and it could be as simple as, every day in every way, my life is getting better and better. And if you just use that very simple thing, every day in every way, my life is getting better and better. I love myself. I am willing to have a fantastic life. If you let this be your mantra, and the ritual could be nothing but, you know, lighting a white candle and saying that, and, you know, connecting to the source. And, you know, understanding that, you know, life is this adventure. We shouldn't be suffering through life. Life is this great gift, and there is a lot of magical things that can happen if you put yourself in the mindset to let them happen. You have to expect good things, and they come to you.
Lee, your messages is, all of your message here is very empowering, and we can definitely reclaim the magic with what you're saying. So thank you so much for being here. I appreciate your time, your energy. Many blessings.
Thank you. And I hope people will get the book, Reclaim the Magic.
ReclaimTheMagic.com. Check it. Definitely go to your website.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed it immensely.
Thank you so much. So, amazing tips. So insightful, so inspirational, basic message. We have so much power within to make choices, to empower ourselves and create amazing life. And we have more from our next guest, online business maven Emily Levy. So we're so excited to have her. We need to take just a quick break. You definitely don't want to go anywhere, because she's going to offer us so many ways, more ways that we can empower our life with social media.
If you want the best way to heal from life challenges, get Erica Tucci's powerful book, Radiant Survivor, How to Shine and Thrive Through Recovery from Stroke, Cancer, Abuse, Addiction, and Other Life-Altering Experiences. Erica Tucci's remarkable book of healing is available now on Amazon. Find out more at www.radiantsurvivor.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Out on the Limb Radio with Dr. Nick the Bird. And my next guest is online business maven Emily Levy. Emily is a certified partner of Digital Marketer. She's going to share her strategies to help us stay current with social media. Emily, thank you so much for being here.
thank you for having me, Nicola. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, social media is everywhere. So having you here is just something that's so needed and such a big question, because really, we can't get away from the World Wide Web. It seems that no matter how much we learn, however, it only reveals how much more we don't know. You know, search engines like Google, they change the rules all the time, and, you know, on Facebook, and all, they're always just changing, and it's hard to keep up, even for those who are comfortable. So what about those who are less tech-savvy? How do entrepreneurs and small business owners, or just people in general, start out learning to use these online tools?
That's a great question. And one of the things that I find with the coaches and authors and therapists who I work with is that they're intimidated by it. And it's really hard to get help when they don't speak the language, right? So, you know, they think, oh, I need a new website, but I don't even know how to have a conversation with somebody about that because I don't speak. I call a web developer, if I can figure even out that phrase, I don't know what to say to them about what I want. So I think the first thing really is to start noticing what you like and what speaks to you and what and kind of make a wish list. If you're who I work with is people who are taking their businesses online. So some of them are using the power of the internet to start a new business that's based on their passion, often some kind of coaching business. And then others, like a lot of the therapists I work with, maybe have a website, but it's really old and outdated, and they don't know how to change anything on it. So if they were to offer a workshop or something that's really current, they would have to wait for some faraway web person to update it for them. And so, I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought there. So so what I suggest is to look, to really make a wish list of what you see that you like, that you know you want, and then start finding out how to get it. Does that make sense?
Oh, it more than makes sense, because I totally get it. I mean, I have a website. I've been doing websites forever. And it is a learning curve. When you first start, it's confusing. But even when you do know, it's not, again, you don't know the tech language. And I think that, and again, I know that the rules change all the time. You think, just when you think you get it, then it's something else. So it's this world that is so, that we all know we need to embrace. And even when you're a business owner and not a business owner, I mean, people, authors can, writing and need to create websites. We need to create so many people. I mean, I know so many authors, and they want to get their work out there, and they don't have a website. They don't have an online presence, because all of it just seems so big. And how do you start? Even when people start, they fit. It does feel like I've learned to embrace it more and more every day. And so, but at the same time, those intimidation factors always kind of hover.
I bet it's really good for your listeners to hear that you even struggle with that sometimes, because you do such a great job of getting yourself out there online. You know, I looked at your Facebook page recently, and I think you have something like 22,000 followers. That's fantastic. Or 22,000 likes on your page. And you know, and that takes a lot of work and a lot of doing things right to make that happen. And it takes time. And so I think one of the things that gets confusing for people is they think they have to do everything, and they have to do everything at once. And so they'll start on something like, okay, I'm really going to take on Twitter. I'm going to, you know, which is a great way to reach people. Then they get partway there, they set up their account, they make a few tweets, and then somebody says to them, oh, your audience isn't on Twitter. Your audience is going to be more on LinkedIn. And so they kind of leave the Twitter thing, and they try LinkedIn, and then somebody says, you know what you should really do is a webinar. And they think, oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, I hear about webinars. They're fantastic. So they leave their LinkedIn thing happen, and they start doing a webinar, and they end up having basically all these half-built bridges that go part way to where they're headed, and no bridge that they can walk across to get there.
You hear me laughing, because I relate, and when I started out, that was it, and I've given that up. I think when you talk about the likes and stuff like that, people can really get caught up in the amount. I would also say one of the things that's helped me was just just start. Like, just start building relationships. If you have 2,000 really loyal, or you build, and that might sound a lot, but even 100, you are starting, because once you get into the zone, you can keep building and building and building. It takes, but it's really starting, and I agree. Don't keep going and going and going. Concentrate on one or two. Make that your point and make that happen. That's really what I've done, and I find that otherwise I get overwhelmed. And when you get overwhelmed, you do nothing. What are some of the biggest mistakes that we make? I mean, you talked about some of them just now with, like, you know, dashing back and forth and flying around.
Yeah.
Right. Anything else?
Yeah, a couple that I see over and over again. One is people getting stopped right at the starting gate, you know, thinking, I'm going to do this. They're not really sure what to do. And when you're not sure what to do, you can't move forward. So the first thing you have to do is really get clarity. And if you don't have that on your own, to get help getting clarity, because there's, you know, there's plenty of people out there who can help you with that, who have traveled the road before. So you don't have to keep reinventing the wheel, but you can get help to get clear on what order to do things in. Because I know it seems like a lot of the decisions depend upon each other. Like, you know, I need to be really clear about what the niche is that I'm working on in my business. But in order to do that, I have to talk to people. But in order to talk to people, I have to tell them what I know how to do. So there's a lot of kind of overlapping decisions that you need to make. And it can be really confusing. So if you find that your action isn't matching your intention, that's a really good indication that you need some kind of help. And it might just be that you need more information, or it might be that there's something you're trying to do yourself that would be better to have someone do for you, or it might mean that you need somebody to just listen while you talk it through. There's all, you know, I would say those are the three main kinds of help that people need: either more information, someone to do it for them, or some emotional support. And then go ahead. So the other mistake that I see people make, and honestly, I made this myself, is not investing in your business from the beginning. We're not really thinking of it as a business. I started my business on $100 and a homemade website that I've ended up being so busy that my new website now is just launching a few years later, and I've had this funky website that I made for myself a few years ago. And I can see now that I have spent so much more time and money along the way because I didn't figure out how to make an investment in the beginning to get myself set up right. And I would say if there's any way that people can really make an investment to do things right the first time, it will save you huge amounts of time and money along the way.
I mean, that was one of the questions I was thinking of, about what happens when you have a budget. That's one of the questions that I thought about. I have another question that, because I know that's what people think, well, what happens if I'm limited in budget? But the other thing that comes up to me that I know I have encountered, other people have encountered, is like, who do you know to go to? Because you can put your money out to someone and they don't do a good job with the website because you don't know what's going on. You don't have a lot of knowledge. And I know people have, and I certainly have had that experience where you've gotten a really poor job and things aren't what you like or you look for. And how do we avoid those situations or circumstances? How do we know where to go or who to look for?
Great question. So I would say a couple things. One is, a problem that I hear over and over again is people saying, oh, my friend or a web guy I hired — I hate it when they say web guy because I am one, and I am a web person, but not a guy. has control of my website. They're messing it up and they won't give me the keys to it, so I can't even take it to someone else. When I build websites for people, when they are built, I hand over the keys and I actually say, please change your password so I don't have it anymore, because if anything goes wrong, I want you to know I didn't go in there and mess with it. So, I mean, if I messed something up, they can come back to me and I'll fix it. But I would say ask the person about who will have control over making changes after the site is done. And it might sound like a relief if they say they will, because then you can get more help from them. But you need to have control, and then find someone to help you along the way if you need it. Find that same person, but they need to not have the ability to lock you out of your own website. And then the other thing that I would say is ask people you know who have websites. Ask your colleagues, ask your friends for recommendations.
What about if you go to a website that you like and then you see who's doing that work?
That can be a good way, and I would say, I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that is the question, yes.
So I would say there's a difference between who designed the website, who did the artistry of it and created the appearance, and who built it. And so be clear about what that person did. But I would say contact the website owner. Go to their contact link that's on their site and contact them and say, hey, I love your website. Here's what I love about it. Who did it for you? And would you recommend them? And give me their contact information.
Lovely. I think these are extremely, extremely helpful tips, because we can be so lost in that whole process, and you're giving us strategy. So back to that other question about when we have a budget and you're asking for help. How do we, because that's one of the biggest difficulties or challenges people face when they're starting out, is where do you allocate your money, where your budget goes. I mean, the second question in that money thing is, once you build your site, it's not necessary that they will come. So you build your site and they will come,
right.
It does not necessarily connect at all. Two
exactly.
different things.
And I think especially a lot of the clients that I work with are 60 and older, and they really kind of are using a model of it's like making a storefront. But with a website, it's really like making a storefront on an invisible street. Nobody will find it unless you do things to point people there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of what you need to do. And there are free ways to create freeways to your site. How about that? I live in California, where we call highways freeways. So you don't have to necessarily pay money to get people to your site. You can get more people there more quickly if you've got a budget for advertising. And that's basically true with all of this stuff. The more money you have to spend, the less time it needs to take. If you don't have any money to spend, there's a lot you can do without money, but it will take a lot more time.
So can you just give us one... We'll ask both questions. So one, if a person has the budget and can advertise, what's the best way for them to advertise? If they don't have the budget, what's the best way? I know I've asked you loaded questions. If we can just as simple as possible.
So if you have the budget, find out where the people you're trying to reach are and advertise there. Facebook is often a great place because you can do really targeted advertising to exactly the sorts of people you're trying to reach. So for in a lot of fields, that will be a great way. And then if you don't have a budget, the best thing is to work in community, to really connect with other people who know how to reach your audience and create a way that they... create a win-win-win situation for them and the audience and you that you can reach out in their networks.
Mm-hmm. You've given a lot of options. I think that we have to think outside. If you don't have the budget, you really have to think outside of the box and really open yourself up to really being networking and creating in that way. And so the whole point is, everything you're saying here is that we have lots of strategies that can be utilized to get us out there and to create traction for us and opportunity and monetize, which is the key to all this,
yeah.
which you're all looking for. So as a kind of wrap-up, what would you say that what would be the most important tip that you would leave for people trying to get out there, build websites, get an online presence?
So what I would say is this. This is even if you're not ready to do that yet, this tip will help you with whatever way you are reaching out for new clients if you're a professional, which is you want to use words that are about the visitor, not about you. So this is on your website,
right.
in your social media, when you're networking. When someone comes to your website, they're not asking themselves who you are. They're looking for help with their problems. And if you can help them feel seen and understood, they'll begin to trust you. And that is a great way to begin a new relationship.
That's very strong, because I think that it changes the whole model. It used to be that we just promote ourselves and advertise, and it's like what I can do for you. But what you're really saying is, what can we, you know, rather how I can sell my product to you. But it's more about them, how, and it's the content that we put out there. So it's really changing that whole dynamic, and making it about how that person can be served, the benefit for them.
That's right.
So, Emily, you've given really, really powerful tips, and I think and a lot of strategies and great information that's really enlightened us. So you work with people everywhere, correct?
I do. And what I do is I help people amplify the voice of their business. And voice stands for V as virtual events, like teleseminars and webinars. I help people create those. O is your online presence. I is information products like ebooks. C is coaching mm-hmm. programs if you want to reach people that way. And E is email marketing. And I do all of those things with my clients individually, and I have group programs. Is it okay if I offer the audience a gift?
Absolutely.
I have
a brand new
ebook. It would be hot off the press if it were printed. That's called The Top 3 Essentials for Getting Your Business Online. And when you download a copy of that ebook at my website, which is emilylevy.com, and I'll spell that for you in just a moment, you'll also be invited to my upcoming webinar, which is on the same topic. And so I invite you to do both. Both are free, the ebook and the webinar. And you can get first the ebook and then register for the webinar at emilylevy.com. It's emilylevy.com.
And your information is in the link below, so people can always find you there too. And
great.
Emily, thank you so much for your time, all of your information. They've been amazingly helpful, and we appreciate your time that you've given to us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nicola. Thanks to the audience for being here.
Many blessings. So we've had a show that I've loved. It's really about reclaiming the magic in our lives. We can do that through reprogramming ourselves and making great choices for ourselves. And professionals in business, we can do that by creating the magic of social media and plugging into that. So there's so many ways for us to create magic in our lives. The whole overarching message is we have to show up. We show up, we turn up, we put in the effort towards ourselves, we put the efforts towards creating the best in our lives, and we get tremendous results. This is Dr. Nicola Bird. I am thrilled to have you here again today. And to get more insights on how you can lead your very best life possible, go to my website, outonthelimbnetwork.com. Join my mailing list. Share the joy with your friends and family. And keep in mind that sometimes you do need to go out on the limb to achieve the happy, healthy, and successful life that you most definitely deserve. Thank you for tuning in. I am Dr. Nicola Bird. See you right here tomorrow for another insightful and entertaining segment of Out on the Limb.
You're tuned into Out on the Limb Radio with Dr. Nicola Bird in partnership with Beauty and Wellness TV. Tune in Monday to Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific.